Before Don Imus, before Howard Stern, there was Petey Green.
People use drugs because drugs is good.
He was outrageous, bold, daring, and always in your face. Green was a legendary shock jock and TV talk show host. But to black residents of Washington, D.C., he was much more. Petey Green was the voice of the African-American community. A new documentary on the life of the charismatic broadcaster and community activist premiered this month on PBS. It's called Adjust Your Color, The Truth of Petey Green. Joining me now to talk about it is Dewey Hughes. He was Green's longtime friend and manager and was played by the actor Chiwetel Ejiofor in the movie Talk to Me.
Good morning.
Good. How are
Maybe
you doing?
It's afternoon some
well,
places.
Well, it's going to be different times in different places. It's nice to have you in the studio, Dewey.
Thank you very much.
You gave Petey Green his first broadcasting job at WOL Radio way back in 1967. He was a former heroin addict, a convicted felon, fresh out of the joint. What made you give him a job?
He was a prison mate of my brother at Lorton Reformatory. It was a prison for D.C. inmates, and my brother used to talk about Petey all the time. And in fact, so much that, I stopped visiting him. I'd go to the prison to visit him, and he'd spend most of the time talking about Petey Green. So on one of my visits, I'm looking at some alligator shoes across the way, and I look up and I see that this guy is an inmate with some expensive alligator shoes. And I said to my brother, how in the – I guess I can't say what I want to say.
No, don't say that.
Okay. Does an inmate get to wear alligator shoes in prison? He said, that's Petey Green. And that's how I first met Petey.
And now Petey was on the air, quote unquote, in prison.
Yes.
With
yes,
the program, he making jokes, which is, that's a tough thing to do, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, he did it. He was the best at it. He could go straight up in the face of an enemy and break him down and make him laugh and make him think about something funny and humorous.
The documentary was really very insightful. Petey was a straight talker, to put it mildly, and he was known all over Washington, and yet we don't know about Petey around the country. He didn't have a national reputation. Given the power that he had in the nation's capital, why was that? He didn't expand beyond that base.
Many opportunities that Petey would participate in, right up to the 11th hour, he would find a way to sabotage anything that had any national overtones to it. He was strictly a D.C. dude who loved the people in the community first and foremost, and anybody outside of that would take a time away from that. It just wasn't for him.
Now, you got him a shot on the coveted Johnny Carson show, right?
Oh, took 3 years of begging and begging and worrying a friend who was a talent coordinator, and a shot opened up. And he called, and we got up there, and Petey did the sound check, the light check, and when it was time for him to go on, he was nowhere to be found.
He blew off the shot to
blew
be on Johnny Carson.
Yes.
Why'd he do that?
There again, sabotaging something that was going to take him away from the people in the community in D.C.
Man, you have to see the documentary to really appreciate who he was. There are clips of him, and I wasn't familiar with Petey Green. Having seen the documentary, though, I can tell he really had an impact on the people there. One of the persons upon whom he had a great impact, I didn't know this either, was Howard Stern.
Big time. I mean, Howard actually decided to make that move into the real shock jock. He found the combination to the lock by just studying and watching Petey just let it all hang out.
There's a scene in the documentary where Howard Stern shows up on the show with Petey in blackface and an Afro wig, and the N-word is just flying all over the place.
Yes. There were no holes barred when it came to having contact with Petey Green.
Now, his family, That's a part of the documentary in his life that we don't know a great deal about. He talks a lot about his grandmother who raised him. And yet there's a scene where you see his couple of his children, but then you don't see them again. What happened with his family life and how was that impacted by his notoriety?
Well, his family life was as good as it could be based on Petey's family was the community. Okay? I mean, his priority was someone who needed help or needed a kick in the pants to begin to straighten their lives out in the community. He loved his family, and his drinking got in the way of a lot of quality time that he could have shared with his family. But, you know, I mean, we're talking Petey Green here, a guy who beat all odds to stand up and give a voice to a people that still to this day really don't have a voice. I mean, when you look at the hip-hop community, they represent what Petey Green was all about in his way, you know, saying things that people are thinking but would never say it because politically it could destroy your opportunities to move from here to there. But Petey, he did not care. Part of him not caring was because I had his back.
Because you had his back?
I had his back, 100%. I had his back. I was the only one who would fight for the right for him to stand behind a podium in places where nobody would ever even think to.
Our time is short, but briefly tell me, Dewey, why did you do that? You seem like a button-up kind of a guy compared to Petey Green.
I'm not really a button-up kind of guy. I played the button-up kind of guy role to be successful in the media game in Washington. I'm more Petey Green than Petey Green in some aspects.
Really? Don Cheadle played Petey Green in the movie. How successful was the film, and what did it do to help change, if at all, the perception of Petey Green, particularly among those people who knew him like you?
Well, there are a lot of stories, but my favorite story is a young man who was locked up in youth authority. And in fact, I used to mentor his mom when she was a teenager, and he's like 19. He has watched this movie talk to me 19 times, and his mom said that he's never been interested in anything like that. I mean, this guy, Don Cheadle, Petey Green, the whole journey motivates this young man. And there are lots of stories in reference to Talk to Me that are really, really wonderful. It wasn't the box office success, but it continues to find audiences all over the place, and I love it. I really, really do.
Dewey, thanks for coming in. I wish we had more time to talk about Petey Green. He was a fascinating character, for sure. I've been talking to Dewey Hughes about his friend Petey Green. The Washington, D.C. radio and television host died of liver cancer in 1984. The new documentary, Adjust Your Color, The Truth of Petey Green, airs on PBS stations throughout this month. Check your local listings. You can also pick up the DVD at pbs.org.